A Djinn's Wish, a game-lit urban fantasy novel, Hidden Wishes, Book 3, written by Dao Wong, narrated by Patrick Zeller. Chapter 1. Magic was wonderful, amazing, and awe-inspiring. It could destroy buildings, find lost keys, and raise a sunken ship with equal ease. Magic's only limits were the boundaries of life and the imagination and skill of its user. And even the first was arguable. So why is it I'm still doing dishes by hand? I grumbled as I finished washing the bubbles from the last plate, then dropped it onto the drying rack with a tinkle of glass. The small kitchen I was in held the remnants of our breakfast. Store-bought frozen waffles and real maple syrup, the delectable smells lingering in the air. Cream walls and 10-year-old appliances surround me while I finish cleaning up, and I wish once again there was enough money and space to put in a dishwasher. Careful, don't chip them. The black-haired, olive-skinned beauty I'd directed my question to didn't even look up from her video game. Some awe-inspiring, open-box RPG world. More research, according to Lily. But I knew it was more of an addiction. More of her way of adjusting to a world that had changed in the last 50 years of captivity in a ring. Oh yeah, Lily's a djinn. And until I'd released her 4 years ago, she'd been stuck in a ring in an abandoned briefcase. How one of the world's most powerful artifacts had found itself in an abandoned briefcase, untouched, unopened, and unknown for decades, was a mystery I had yet to solve. If someone knew, and I was sure someone did, they'd refused to tell me. I'd just repair them. I got that spell down pat. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Lily's tongue stuck out for a second as a stray lock of hair fell over an eye. She scrunched up her face as she focused on a platform hop between a swaying bridge and a cliff, releasing a breath of relief as she managed it. A quick flick of her finger put the game on hold. A glance showed her continuing to transition between hypergates on her other computer. You've grown to rely on magic too much. Magic's an infinitely adjustable tool, but sometimes using your hands is better. Knowing when to stop relying on magic is just as important. I sniffed, shaking my head. What's the point of having magic if you aren't using it? To brush your teeth? I was working on my fine control. Getting yourself a cup of water in the middle of the night? It was... My voice dropped as I winced slightly. Cold. My bed was warm. And you used 4 different spells to get yourself that cup. Just 3, I protested. Scry to shift my point of view so I could see the cup from downstairs, levitate to move the cup, and light because I hadn't bothered to switch on the lights. You forgot your force fingers. To turn on the tap, of course. I'd forgotten about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?